Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast, and we are grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. We thank God for all you listen to the broadcast, and once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, race, color, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordsman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for another blessed day. And as we wait for my brother to come on, wherever you listen to me at, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for another day, another time, another opportunity you've given us to spread the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for every door that you have opened in our lives, every spiritual door, every financial door, every door for healing and deliverance. We are grateful, Lord God, for what you have done. So, Father, help us to walk through that door by faith and always give you the glory and honor and praise that you deserve. So, Lord our God, I pray that you will bless the speakers tonight as well as the hearers. So, Lord, that you may be magnified and glorified. In Jesus' almighty name we pray, and Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for his word today. We thank God for what he's doing. I want to say today, keep Kurt Franklin and his family in your prayers. Amen. As well as even including his oldest son, who I think is his oldest child. This is by another woman that he knew before he met his wife. I think they was when he was born, he probably been around about 19. Kirk was teenagers. But some of you may have heard in the news the past few days the situation going on there with him and his oldest son. Let us keep them both in our prayers. Things are being revealed, things are being, told. And, everyone has encountered problems, family problems, things of that nature. And you have so many people who has spoken on this situation between Kirk and his son, either for Kirk or either for his son. I think I've been hearing more lately kind of speaking more for Kirk, for his son, okay, but they both need our prayers, very much so. And we did see Kirk come on and apologize to the people, and he made a step to do that. I commend him for that. Now, some may say, well, would he have apologize. And some say he's apologizing to the people or not to his son. And that part I get. I get that, you know, cussing his son out. I get that part. And some say, hey, well, if his son wouldn't have recorded, would he have apologized? And I get that. But also on the other end, I see people say, hey, his son is operating in manipulation. And to record him like that, it's like setting him up in a sense, or, you know, really trying to bring him down. And I get that part too, okay? And in fact, I just seen not too long ago, it's supposed to be some tape leaked out, audio given out, where his son's supposed to have alleged that Kirk had molested him. And this particular tape they was playing, it's kind of hard to hear, but you do hear some words like, you go play my molester song or something like that. But anyhow, they, you know, there's a need of prayer. Yes, as parents, we have to watch what we say, what we do with our children. That's true. Okay, we have to do that. But also on equal end too, children has to, the word of God said, honor thy father and thy mother. Okay. And, you know, you can't go around, and that honor is dealing with respect. That's even when you get grown. Now, don't get me wrong, once you're grown, the authority over you, you know, by your parents, you know, diminish somewhat, but the respect supposed to still be there. And I've seen many kids, because they are grown, stop being respectful to their parents because they feel like, hey, I'm grown now. I'm your equal, you know. And they begin to talk to them any kind of way, do them any kind of way. And if you was a fly on the wall, you would think that they weren't the child of these particular people, okay? And we see a lot of disrespect going on. Amen. Around, you know, the world, between parents and children. There are parents who are disrespecting their children. There are parents who have abused their children. That's true. Okay. And sometimes, too, you find in some situations that even when children grow up and do some things that's unbecoming of them, there's some time where we, quote, want to blame the parent for everything. And I'm not 100% agreeing with that. I believe a big part played a role in dealing with the parents, but I believe that there's some things, there's some parents who have been doing all that they can, okay? Don't mean they did everything, right, but doing all that they can, okay? And, you know, as parents, we are told to train the children, you know, in the direction and admonition of the Lord, okay? And we are to train them, to get them prepared out there for the world, you know, amen? And once they get grown, people, it's up to them to apply what they've been taught by the parents. Okay. Now you have some children that does, and then you have some children that don't. Okay. Amen. Then you got some parents who don't even care about passing knowledge to their kids. And I seen, you know, when my mother passed, that's one of the things that the Lord showed me that was hurting, too, with families. There's a lack of knowledge being passed down from the parents to the children. And then on the other end, you got the children who don't think that many of the parents can tell them anything. So, you know, they're not listening. So keep them in your prayers, Kurt Franklin and his son, in this situation that they're in. Keep them in your prayers. God bless you, brother. How you doing?
Another blessed day. I'm grateful and thankful to our Lord Jesus, who smiled upon us with mercy and kindness and compassion and his faithfulness. We are grateful today to be sharing the love of God, the redemption of Jesus Christ to all that have an ear to hear. We rejoice to do it, and we are thankful that we are given the opportunity to do it as a simple servant of Christ. Who have been charged to bear witness to the light and the truth that is in Christ. I count it a divine privilege that he's been given us to share this wonderful news, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So glad to share this moment in the history of God's planning.
Amen.
And amen. So, every day the Lord is, Jesus is wanting to give something good to everyone on the earth, something wonderful and something marvelous above all things. And as I often state, the three scriptures and three revelation truths in the Bible are the keys to all why the Bible was written. The important keys of the whole scripture based on these three most important scriptures in the Bible. And this is why the Bible from beginning to end was written through the prophets and the judges to give us this one point. Christ Jesus in you is the only redemption and hope. And there is nothing, no other truth in the Bible. None of a truth or revelation in the Bible that does not verify and point to the most important truth. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Now, if you cut these three scriptures out of the Bible, John 3:16 to verse 25, and Isaiah 53, and Romans 8, you could shut the Bible up. Because without those three revelation truths, rest of the Bible, what you call the Bible, the bridge version, you could shut it up. Because everything must point to John 5:39, which he told the Jews who did not believe on him. He says in 8:44, you of your father the devil. In other words, you would not recognize the truth if it hit you in the face, and here I am. And he says, all the prophets, all scripture point to him as being the centerfold of hope and deliverance. So when you read any part of the Bible, which it has to lead to a focus center point, and the most important part of the Bible, I keep expressing, is the gospel of Christ. If Moses and all the other prophets did not point to Christ and all their words were good, that would not mean much because there's only one Redeemer. And if there is no Redeemer, then all the other words are mute. So I'm glad to talk about the gospel of Christ. And see, and there's argument going about certain parts of the Bible, and people are trying to say this, But I always keep it focused on the one point, the Redeemer. Christ Yeshua, the Redeemer. So, glad to talk about the Redeemer today.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And you notice, as we go along, especially in the American Western world, the devil is working overtime, undertime, overtime, double time, triple time. He's trying to get all the overtime he can to destroy are blind or to deceive or to delete, the only way and the only hope and plan, Ephesians chapter 1 and 2, the only plan, Ephesians 4, Romans 6, 5, and 8, the only plan for the planet Earth and for mankind to get back and be reconciled to the Father, the only plan, only hope, and that is through the cross and his death and his blood, his redemption, and his resurrection victory. So I have to center it on, because the devil is doing everything in the Western world to downplay, make little, cast aspersions, or reject Yeshua being the Messiah and the only Redeemer who came to redeem it from the curse of sin and death. So I have to highlight it today, because in America, they're downplaying everything. They're putting everything prioritized first before the redemption of your spirit and your soul. So I have to keep reminding myself and others, Jesus saved. Jesus redeemed. Jesus reconciled. Jesus justified. Jesus sanctified. Jesus purified. Jesus give hope, give life. And he's the life and the resurrection. And there is none other but Jesus the Christ, the Holy One of Israel. So I have to keep focusing on that, because people will use the Bible for a bridge for their own purpose. And as I read the Bible, which is a bridge version of the plan of God, and been translated in our language, God has given witness to other testimonies in other books, two other books that bear witness to the Bible being the Word of God and the truth of God. So I thank God for that.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Amen. Hallelujah. To have this grand opportunity, I must again and again reiterate to people far and wide, as we on this broadcast, not for our own glory. And we have to stipulate this and make mention of this, that we are not on this program for any vain reason that we know of and aware of, but for the glory of God, for the glory that is in Jesus Christ, and the glory revealed by the Holy Ghost and through the blood and resurrection of Jesus. And we're not here for money. You know, and most, I'm not against people getting money, because you have to support the gospel and the work of God. It depends on how you get it and how you get it and what mean you get it. But I know it takes money to promote the kingdom of God and the gospel. So, and for people to live, I understand that. But it's the method and the means, and the means that they get the money. I don't get into that con game stuff. But anyway, we are not on Talk Rock Radio for any man glory. We're here to exalt one person in particular, Jesus Christ is Lord, and his gospel, and his plan, and that he is restoring his government, his church, his body of believers in the last days as third. But Jesus is first. Christ is first. Lord, Redeemer is first. Nothing is first before our relationship with the living God. Nothing. Nothing is greater than that, than having a personal, redeeming relationship, born again, Holy Ghost filled, sanctified, a relationship and fellowship with Jesus Christ. Nothing is greater. And I emphasize that, because a lot of people are putting a lot of stuff up, oh, this and over that and over. I said, yeah, don't put the cart before the horse now. Let's not put the cart before the horse, because we're going to need the horse first to pull the cart. Hallelujah. So our love for all the people of God has got us on this road. Our love for Christ and all the people of God, and those that are not the people of God, our love for you. And this is the reason we expound today, and we celebrate that we're in America. Why we got this chance, I believe I'll give my testimony and sing my song and tell my story. All right, brother. Okay.
Amen.
This is Talk Blog Radio, and we're believing God to this year reach hundreds and hundreds of people for Christ and reach thousands and thousands of people. Let's agree that this broadcast will touch many with the gospel and the end-time revelation of God's plan for mankind. And I commend you, Brother Robert, doing a fantastic, great job with the grace of God.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Amen.
Thank God for such an opportunity, brother. Thank God for such an opportunity.
Hallelujah. For an opportunity. We were born for this, brother. We didn't know what we were born, just little simple little people walking around the earth, and we were born for this operation to share the wonderful news about Christ and his kingdom and the restoration of all things. Now, just think about it, Brother Nate. You were born and preserved for this hour. You could have been born 2,000 years ago or in the North Pole somewhere, South Wales or something, Iran, Iraq. But the Lord chose you to be born in Zion, in America, for such a time as this, brother, such a time in the plan of God, such a time, he pointed his finger and said, Nate, you're going to be born. Brother Robert, you're going to be born. All these different brethren, he said, you're going to be born in this generation. I choose for you to be born in this generation, this last generation. Isn't that something awesome?
For the glory. Yes, it is.
For the glory.
Amen.
Not for the devil, but for the glory. For the glory of God and the kingdom of God. For such a day of 2021, nearing the last generation, according to Matthew 24, we're living in the last generation before Christ comes and rule and reign. And we have been given the call from the beginning of the world. Brother Nate, you're going to be born. You just don't know about it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't let you be born up there in Mississippi there. I know you want to be born in California, but that's okay. That's my business. That's my business. I handle that.
Amen.
But why have to be born like this? That ain't your business. You just do my bidding. Okay. Hallelujah. Out of a little small town, Mississippi, both of us born in Mississippi, and God choose to use a simple servant of Christ that in this day we be a part of the worldwide world neck of the body of Christ, proclaiming Jesus Christ is Lord is coming. Make ready. So that's just awesome when you think about it. We were born at this particular time, and it says, according to Psalms 89 and 87, 88, he said, this man was born there, this morn was born there, because God chose for people suddenly to be born in this generation. Thank God for it.
Amen. I agree 100%, bro.
And so let's make good use of it, and let's try to kick the devil where he hurts the most and loose the captive and open the prison doors. Let's do it and not worry about what man say. I just got to the point, brother, I just ain't going to worry about what man say no more. Okay. Don't worry about what Jesus got to say. What'd you say? What'd you say about that?
I agree. Yes, sir. So we can't you know, do the work of the Lord, worry about what man say.
Well, you know, I mean, I give respect and honor to certain things in the earth and people in office. I give regard, respect to the people of God and to good people of goodwill and excellence and all that. I even honor our president in the offices in the earth, like he told us, and the governors and mayor, I give due respect, and especially my mother and father, to honor your mother and father. Your days may be long, and give respect to the elders and to the hoary head. And I agree with the law. But when it comes to being hindered from your mission in earth, your God ordained is when you let something and someone hinder you, there can be 1,000 voices against you. And if God be for you, if Jesus be for you, if the Holy Ghost be for you, them 1 million people cannot stop you. Amen.
Amen.
They may come against you, but he can rise and bring away a victory. And he has planned no defeats for our lives. The Bible said God has not planned any defeats. We may suffer some temporary ones, but he never planned any defeats or failures for our lives. but only a victory. And so everyone in every nation on the earth, wherever you are, especially those who are on our nations that are being oppressed, killed, controlled, and ruled by all manner of tyranny and deception and false religion and idolatry, you in these nations, and you're looking for freedom, real freedom. Real freedom, wherever you are. Maybe you can't physically get to America, the land we call freedom, or some of the other Western world. Maybe you can't get there. But right where you are, freedom can come. Can we say freedom can come where you're at, right, brother?
Amen. Amen. Yes, we can.
I said the freedom that Jesus Christ has provided through his death and resurrection victory can come where you are and grab your life, change your life, change your circumstance, change your children, and bring a deliverance and an independence freedom where you are, right where you are. So I'm in America, and you're in a communist or Muslims or whatever nation that oppresses people with terrorists and with control and dictatorship, and you're looking for a better way. Jesus Christ has raised up America to be the center of world deliverance. I know America is failing in many things. I know U.S. is backtracking in many things, but yet there is a people in America, a remnant of his people, a body of believers that he's raising up to be a standard bearer to the whole world. And this is the day of the restoration of all things. And the restoration of God's purpose and plan from the beginning is being restored. And we thank God that he promised that he'll send one mighty and strong, Elijah, in these last days, just before Christ come, to prepare a people, to warm the world, to gather Israel, to be a bride for his coming. So here we are, a voice crying at midnight at the last hour of God's plan. We are crying out, and we have these two brothers coming every day, Talk Block Radio. 5 days, 6 days, or 7 days a week, they're revealing the hope that you only have. Brother Nathaniel Hunt, this brother is today with me, and Brother Robert Gross, and they are doing what the grace of God abound in them to do, to declare to you every day at 7 o'clock, brother, or 6 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
That you're alone?
7 o'clock Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 6 and 6:30 on Mondays and Saturdays.
Well, I commend you and the grace of God, because God has to have a willing vessel. He has to have a willing vessel. And so I have to give, God wants to accomplish something, he has to find a willing vessel, right?
Amen. Amen.
And a lot of people draw back, and a lot of people have drawn back. But that's not a good thing. Maybe they'll wake up in time. I hope we'll all wake up in time. Drawing back. God has no place in them that draw back. Hallelujah, from his well of living waters and hope of the gospel. Well, that's okay. I hope that those people awaken in time. This is the assured way of the Lord, the church of Christ with Elijah message, the assured way. No, we're not the only people that God is dealing with. We're not the only people. Of course, he's moving mighty in the Holy Ghost with many, many vessels around the world. And we acknowledge the brethren of not in our particular group or church, but they're sharing the gospel of the kingdom. Many people, women and men around the world being used of God. So I commend them, and I am joined together in the blood of Christ. And they are my brothers and sisters. They don't have to be in the church of Christ. Elijah and Messiah, they are my brothers and sisters, and I respect and honor what God is doing to them. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, this is tonight is special recognition to the women of God, the mothers and the wives and the handmaidens, the prophetesses, the intercessors, the women, the medical deans. I thank God for them, wherever they are, and especially the mothers who have to raise the children, who cares about the children, about their families and loved ones, the wives, and especially those who give themselves to go to nations and leave America and try to help, to teach, to give medical care, to give the gospel. And I am grateful for those women that go along, some with their husbands, with missionary teams, and some of them go by themselves. Can you think of that? having so much love that women missionaries sometimes go, people can go by themselves as well as with the missionary team. That I commend them. So I give recognition to all the handmaidens, those that are in the Church of God, my brother, the Church of God, Prophecy, God, Church of God in Indiana, Cleveland, Church of God in Christ, the Apostolic, the Church, the Assembly of God, Church of God in Christ in both areas, and all the prophetic who are standing on the gospel and preaching the goodness and grace of Jesus. I honor and give respect to my brothers wherever they be, as long as they're standing on the grounds of Jesus Christ. All right. Good news for those that are looking for it and want to receive it. Now, I want to read something about the restoration of all things because in the book of Acts, if you read the time that we're living in, Brother Nate, the hour that we're living in now in God's great prophetic end time plan fulfillment just before Christ comes, I think it's Matt, what is it, Acts 3, Acts chapter 3. Beginning verse 18 to verse 22, what time are we living in? What hour are we living in? According to Bible prophecy and Bible terminology.
Acts chapter 3, verse 18 to verse 22. The word of God said, but those things which God before has showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of the restitution of all things, which God has spoken in the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things, whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which would not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people.
The last word before Christ comes, the last great prophecy, one of the late grads, along with the other two prophecies about the outpouring of the Holy Ghost in triple doses and the harvest of souls. Those three promises, great promises are before us, the restoration of all things and the Lord giving his Israel from the nations and preparing a bride and pouring out the Holy Ghost in triple doses around the world to give us the great harvest of millions and millions of souls. So now we're in the thrust of it. We're in what we call the last hour of God's great move upon the earth to recover his people. And Jesus cannot come back to this earth according to that prophecy. He cannot come back the second time until. I said, the book says, he cannot come back until. Do you want to read that again, brother? So they'll know that Christ cannot come back in a rapture or any other thing until this gospel of the kingdom is preached in all the world. And what he says in 3 again, until he has to stay in heaven. He can't come back until. 3:18, read that again.
But those things which God before have showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of the restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things, whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which would not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people.
Wow! What a promise that has to be fulfilled in our day. Now, I like that what Peter preached under the Holy Ghost, revealing something. And so if you want to get mad, go get mad at Peter, because I didn't say it. So all the people out there, you can go get mad at Peter, okay? Because I didn't give that prophecy and that warning, that word, okay? Jesus said in John chapter 17, and he talks about Elijah must first come and restore all things, Matthew 17, 9, and 13. Now he says, Jesus said, Elijah must first come and restore all things. And he put this emphasis that he must first come before. Now, this before thing has got people confused because they think that the first coming of Jesus and the first coming of John, that was the fulfillment of that. Sorry to disappoint you, but it said Malachi 4 and 5 said he's going to come before the second coming of Christ to restore all things. I can't help it that's the plan of God, that the time of restoration is at the end time, not the first coming of Christ, because there was nothing to restore, because the gospel had not been lost, the church had not been apostatized, the authority of Christ had not been cast down. So therefore, we couldn't restore at the first coming. We had to first establish something. The church had to be established, and the Holy Ghost come, the redemption come, and to be apostatized and go into darkness. And then, in the latter days, it has to be restored. Hallelujah. It has to be restored. Now, you notice what Peter said that in that scripture, brother, in that third chapter when he preached, he talks about three important things. He says that's coming a prophet like a Moses, right?
Amen.
Now, I'm afraid to disappoint you that Jesus is not a prophet like Moses, that Jesus was Emmanuel, God in the flesh, the Son of God. Anybody disagree with me? Now, Jesus was not born a prophet. He was born the Son of God, according to Luke. He was Emmanuel, God in the flesh. He was not born a prophet to be a prophet. The prophet, like unto Moses, is one that has the same power, thought, and mantle to deliver a people in the last days. Who represents that? Elijah delivered Israel. That's why their ministry of Moses and Elijah is like, because they do the same like work. So this person, that prophet in the last days, likened unto Moses.
Amen.
To bring a restitution and restoration of all things. Now, Jesus is not coming to restore all things, brother, sister. He's coming to receive a kingdom, the people ready. I'm sorry, when Jesus comes back, he's not coming to restore all things. All things are going to be restored and made ready. And the Last Supper, he's coming to receive a people and a kingdom. So he's not going to come and restore all things, because that's John the Elijah's job. Jesus said Elijah's going to restore all things. Jesus is not coming to restore all things. I'm sorry about that. All things going to be ready when Jesus get back here, brother. Am I right about
that? Right. Amen.
So people got to admit to, well, Jesus is like that prophet. No, how can Jesus be a prophet? He's the Son of Man, the Son of God, and God in the flesh. He's not a prophet. Prophets are born of men and women like all the prophets in the Bible. They were born of sinful men. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Ghost. He's not a prophet. He conceived by the Holy Ghost, the only begotten of the Father, the only begotten, not the only begotten prophet, the only begotten Son, the only begotten Son,
Amen.
The Redeemer, God in Christ. Now, all the prophets that came before prophesied unto Christ. Wait a minute. If Jesus is a prophet, and then all the prophets prophesied that a prophet coming, or did they say a Redeemer is coming, a Messiah is coming? Oh, okay. Let me get it straight. I'm going to get this straight now. Isaiah said in 9:6, unto his born this day. And now listen, look what the angel says in Luke 2. Unto the shepherds is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, Christ to who? The Lord. Now, he didn't say born a prophet.
Right.
A prophet like Moses come. Or the prophet like Moses come. He said, the angels to the shepherds in the second Luke said, unto you born this day, in the city of David, a what? A Savior, the Messiah, our Lord. Later on, he said, he's the Redeemer, the kinsman Redeemer. Now, let's get this straight. If that prophet, that they think that prophet at Moses is Jesus, a prophet cannot die for your sins. See, here's the thing about trying to make Jesus a prophet. A prophet could not redeem your soul or sin. Only a Redeemer who was conceived by the Holy Ghost and was not born of sinful men. So when they try to make Moses a prophet, like an Moses, and put a star in your Bible, big star up there, man, put that big star up there, try to make us think that that prophet like Moses is Jesus. Well, I think we made a little mistake there. Now, that prophet like Moses is going to be like Elijah. What did Moses do? He delivered his people out of bondage and brought them to freedom, to the kingdom. This last prophet is going to bring the message to restore the kingdom and prepare people for Christ's coming. Now, Jesus said himself, Elijah must first come in Matthew 17. Now, Jesus, I don't think he made a mistake when he said that. Do you think he made a mistake?
No, no, not hardly, brother. Not hardly at all.
But we got all of these theologies in different churches got it their way, their thoughts. So who's wrong, Jesus or them? He said, Jesus said, Elijah must first come and restore all things. And Malachi 4 says, before that dreadful day, before that dreadful day, before that dreadful day. What? That means the judgment, the wrath of God coming upon sinners, the last day. Malachi says, the last day, the second coming, the last day, the day that burned like an oven, judgment and wars and all over the earth. That's when he's coming. Elijah got to come. All right. Okay, I just thought I brought that in there, just in case somebody was listening. I want to know why we call ourselves the Church of Christ, the Elijah message. I think just to let them know that this scripture is being fulfilled. Well, love you saints out there. I want to read something out of the words that the angel is bringing today, Revelation 14 and 6. No, we're not making this up. You can go and search the scriptures. And you search the prophets and search the apostles, and then you can search him and humble himself, and you can want to fast, you can pray, and you can go before the Lord and say, Lord, make me to know the truth of this and verify it by your word, and verify it through what Jesus said, verify it through the prophets, and then you can get all three witnesses, and you don't have to take our word for it. Okay? Is that all right?
Amen.
That's okay. You got to depend on my word. Now, the angel has come from heaven with a message. I know what you're going to say. Galatians chapter 1. Paul said, any other angel come under any other gospel. No, we're not bringing any other gospel, beloved. We're restoring the pure gospel that Paul preached and Peter preached. Okay, is that okay? All right. Well, let's go to the message. You got a word of the Lord, 101. Message 101. This is the angel's message being brought today. I know a lot of people believe demons can do stuff. Do you believe that angels of God can come and do stuff too? I know, I mean, a lot of people, especially my friends, the Jehovah's Witness, oh, the devil, the devil. I said, can God do anything? let's go to message 101, verse 12.
Message 101, verse 12. The word of the Lord said it must be the Christ Jesus, his teachings, his words, for salvation only comes by him.
Maybe I didn't quite hear that correct. Let me turn up my hearing aid. Let's go over there what this angel is verifying, what is written in the Bible and what's in the gospel. It couldn't be of the devil, because the devil ain't going to tell you this. The devil ain't going to point you to the teachings of Christ. Now, get that straight. Read 101:12, verse 12. The message, angel messenger is speaking this and spoke this. Read, what does it say again, brother?
It must be the Christ Jesus, his teachings, his words, for salvation only comes by him.
Does that go against the Bible, or do they verify what the Bible says?
Verify what the Bible says.
So would the devil tell people that?
Oh, no way.
He'll
beat his demons down, too, if they were to say it. He'll beat them down.
What? He'll beat them down. And then you'll go back to Matthew 12. Satan is dividing in his own kingdom. He's telling people to come to Jesus, and that's on redemption through him. Wow. What that demon at? You told them to come to Christ, and he's the only redeemer, and his teaching? Oh, I got to get you, and you off the case right now. Ain't no demon going to be divided against himself or the kingdom of darkness. The word of the Lord from this angel says, read that one more again, brother.
It must be to Christ Jesus, his teachings, his words, for salvation only comes by him.
Did it say him?
Amen.
When you hear by him, what kind of thought do you get? Only by him and his standard of teaching. What comes to mind here to your thoughts?
Well, what comes to mind to me that there is no other way besides healing through him to get the overall true healing. It is by Christ and through Christ and through what he's did that true healing come forth.
I believe the importance of what the angel's saying is verifying something important, that people do not deceive in the last days by the Antichrist or the false Christ or the false church. Very important message about restoring the gospel to its true foundation. He says, the angel says, and reiterates the foundation of the teachings of the Bible. Read that again. He's reiterating something very important in these last days. Verse 12.
It must be to Christ Jesus, his teachings, his words, for salvation only comes by him.
Notice what the angel says. His teachings, his words. His teachings, his words. His teaching, his words is the highest order in the Bible. What Jesus came out of his mouth. You notice what Jesus said. Moses gave you a law of the to give your wife a letter of divorcement. And that was for y'all because the hardness of your heart, he gave you that. But I say, then Jesus come back and said, but I say, my saying is above Moses. I'm here. I'm the way, the truth. But I say, in other words, that law you got for Moses was, okay, he let y'all got away that time. But I'm here now. I say. So I'm above Moses. I'm the Alpha and Omega. My word. So anytime that Jesus, the way, the truth, and life, says something, his word is above every other person's word, every other word. Now, this angel says, his teachings, his words. Notice what he says. His teachings, his words, and him. He's talking about the person of Christ. Because you can exalt a religion. You can exalt a theory or one doctrine. You can result a church, an organization, and Jesus could be on the back burner, right?
Amen, yeah.
As Lord. If he's not the foundation, and you're trying to build upon another foundation, that's why you got to exalt the person, your relationship, your fellowship, your walk with the man, with the person. First and foremost, before any organization, any church, any program, anything. Him, because he's the chief cornerstone. He's the chief cornerstone. And the apostles, he taught them to be the little stones, the doctrine. Okay. Let's go to 102 verse 8. The angel's message comes to verify the truth of the Bible and restore all things. Says this, Verse 8.
Redemption and salvation cometh of the Lord. It is Christ's words that will save to the utmost.
What do you think about that, brother? What do you think on that?
Well, we got to exalt Christ, and we have to let the people know whose word will save to the utmost. I see in this time, brothers, so many are compromising for the sake of man's feelings. You know, we want to include every religion to make everybody feel, you know, good and all that. But you have to exalt the true deliverance, the true salvation, and that is Christ. And the angel continues with the message he's bringing to exemplify Christ in the matter.
So his teaching about the blood and the resurrection and his death is key. Without the blood sacrifice, there is no hope for mankind. I don't care what you read about in the Bible. Without the blood of the sacrifice of the Lamb of God, there is no hope, or was no hope. Along with the resurrection, there is no hope. I don't care whatever you teach. If the blood of Jesus, the atonement, the one sacrifice for sin, and the resurrection victory over death, if that is not the central, and you tear that out of the Bible, you can just lay the Bible down, because there is no hope and no deliverance for you without that. And we have to focus on the gospel, because those two important things, the devil is being smart to America to deceive all flesh about the blood and the resurrection and the deity of Christ. And they're trying to destroy people, saying Jesus was born just like any other man. He wasn't conceived about no Holy Ghost. He's just like any other man and all that. He's just a prophet and all that kind of stuff. Well, okay. The messenger has come to awaken us. Let's go to message 88 and 1. Message, the angel's message 88 and 1.
Message 88 and verse 1. The word of the Lord says, awaken, arise, and write the words I will give you. A message of hope and peace to all that accept them and follow through. Deliverance is found only in the teachings of Christ through his atoning blood for remission of sin.
Wow, that wipes out a lot of false doctrine and man's tradition, right?
Amen.
What about all the mother twos of false teachings that in many nations of the earth who've been blinded and deceived over the centuries? That kind of knock that to the curb, right? And give them new hope.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Only. Well, let's go to one more scripture so we get the ladies on. One more. My favorite, and you could, Isaiah 53. Now, here's why I talk about the three scriptures in the whole Bible. If you take them out, you could just lay the Bible aside, because it wouldn't be no real eternal help to you, no eternal help for you. Without these three scriptures, John 3:16, without Isaiah 53 and Romans 8, if you knock those three out, I'm sorry. Let's see what Isaiah 53 says. 800 years before Jesus was born, Isaiah prophesied. Over 800 years.
Isaiah 53. What verse are we starting with?
At verse 1, all the way.
Isaiah 53. The word of God said, who have believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? But he shall grow before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He have no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he hath done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
That's the greatest revelation in the whole Bible. If one can show me anything greater, and I will have to bow to you, but there is no greater truth than revelation to the point of the answer for all men in all nations who has believed our report, to whom the arm of Yahweh has revealed his son. And he was lifted up for our sake, and he rose again on the third day. And he's coming again, but he's giving a warning. He's giving a warning in this 12th hour to awaken. And to all people, no matter of goodwill, whether you are, maybe you're in darkness, maybe you are and you're thinking that it's the curse of Mormonism, a Jehovah's Witnesses, Taoism, Communistism, or whether you are thinking that Islamism, Roman Catholicism, or any of these isms, have power to save or redeem. And you want to find what the Bible says, the straight path to life and eternal life and redemption through our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, he says, we just read you that only the teachings and the words of Jesus Christ, and it said only through his words and teaching, salvation only through him and his atoning blood. So I declare to you simply today, you have a choice of decision who you're going to put your trust in. You're trusting in your religion, trusting in your church, trusting in men. What are you putting your trust in? Your ability, your education. If you're trusting in anything other than Christ, our Redeemer, his blood and his resurrection, your house will eventually will fall and crumble. But the foundation is not sure. Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. Elijah has come in the last days with a message to awaken all mankind. Now, I'm so glad today to share these few moments with you. When Jesus was on the earth, he's in the 10th chapter. I want to say that Jesus gave a mission to his people and to his ministry in the last day. You find it in the 10th chapter of Luke and 9th chapter of Matthew's and the 4th chapter of Luke. And you'll find it, the mission that he gave his redeemed church in the last days. And you'll get an idea what the charge of the mission of the redeemed believers is. I believe the Lord wants to restore all things. I believe that what he says, I want to restore all things. I believe, Nate, I don't believe he said, I want to restore 1/4, 2/4, 3/4. I believe he wants to restore all things, that he has purpose in his plan and his purpose. Do you believe that he want to restore all things, not some things? Is that right?
That's right. Amen.
So I'm for the fullness of Christ. Now, Paul says, chapter 1, the Ephesians, which is I look at this prayer daily that Paul reveals, the revealing spiritual prayer that speaks to all ages. And Paul prayed this prayer as a revelatory prayer and a word. And it talks about being, that they come to being filled with the fullness of God in chapter 3 about the fullness of Christ. And I believe we're at the point of pain where the fullness of Christ is going to be restored and revealed to the those that inquire of it. And we're in that bridge now. I believe we're about to see the hand of the mighty God like we've never seen it since the beginning of the world. I believe that Joel's prophecy and Amos and Isaiah's and 29 and 28 and Isaiah 10, and I believe in Joel 2 and 3 and in Isaiah 60 and 61, I believe that we're about to see the greatest majestic move of the glory of God in the earth through the everlasting gospel to a people who qualify and prepared to reveal it. So I believe he wants to have another Peter and another Paul, John the Revelator. I believe he wants these ministries again to come full bloom. He wants the same like Moses and Elijah to reveal in the last days. I believe that the devil is quaking and shaking, hoping that we don't come to the realization that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that he wants to do the same thing he did yesterday. I believe that he's got his girdings in people in many nations, not so much in America, but in many nations, he's raising up apostolic, prophetic intercessors. He's raising the evangelists, that many people are being awakened, and God is using Chinese and people in different lands and Africans, and they're doing mighty works. And even some people are being raised from the dead. And he's restoring that same ministry, raising dead. Hallelujah to God. I believe he wants to do it in the American church, but American church is so, Christian, they don't want to accept the apostolic order, the apostolic mantle of Peter, James, and John. Until we get ready to accept the apostolic mantle of the apostle Peter, Paul, and John, this is what Elijah wants to restore when he says restore all things. It's the apostolic authority and ministry of Peter, Paul, and John. Now, it's soon. All right, then. We got our sisters waiting.
Yeah, they'll be on in a minute. I give them a minute to come on. You didn't make the call, so I give them a minute to come on.
You've been eating good, brother, eating your CMO. Now, what, the next thing you got to get your black seed oil?
Yeah, I got some of that, I believe, here at the house. Yeah, I went to a health food store and bought that. I think I got some here. Yeah.
Well, that's very important. That's very important. That backseat order is very important. You got to get that in there. Don't leave me out.
Amen.
Don't leave me out.
Amen. Don't leave
God
me out.
God bless you, Sister Anderson. How you doing, Sister? God bless.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. God bless you. God bless you. Don't leave me out.
Hello, Sister Anderson and Brother Anderson. The Lord grace abound with you. Right now, somebody in Turkey, in Iraq, and Iran needs your prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. I totally agree with the word that going forth, and we must believe, and we must believe, and I come because I'm getting to the place that I trust, I release, I declare, and I receive
yes.
every day the words of the Lord Jesus, that he is alive and that his word will change not. And I come right
yes.
now, and Lord
yes.
has taught me to ask him to let his blood cover us when we're going into prayer,
yes.
because I tell
yes.
you, the Lord has taught me to let me know that devil is sneaky and
yeah.
he's waiting to destroy
yeah.
all that he can. And
yeah.
I ask
yeah.
him to cover his precious blood, Lord Jesus, I come. And we stand
yeah.
in the gap tonight. Stand in the
yeah.
gap for
yeah.
and for rest And Lord God, we stand in the gap, Lord Jesus, and we reach forth our mighty hand because of the authority of the shed blood that Jesus has given unto us. And Lord Jesus, that you, Lord God, would send your warring angels. Send your mighty angels, Lord God. Lord Jesus, that you will send your angels and they will make war upon the enemy. Because God's people that are going forth, that are seeking the Lord Jesus Christ and that's taking your mighty word and being persecuted for it, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we call upon the angels, Lord God, and we ask that
we
you wrap, Lord God, wrap them, Lord God, in your Holy Spirit, that
name.
You will pour your blood out upon them, and we thank you tonight for your precious oil, Lord
your
God,
mighty
and Lord,
right
that
hand
you will
of
go forth, Lord God, and that you will keep our minds, because you said, Lord,
the word
if we keep our minds straight on you, that you will keep us in perfect
that the anointing will break every yoke,
we thank you, Lord Jesus, we thank you for the word that has gone forth, Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word,
thank
and
you.
We trust in your word, because we know your word will not
thank
go out
Jesus.
And return us to the Lord. We know, Lord Jesus, because of your word, Lord Jesus, that we, Lord God, that we can come against that devil, because you said because of your authority that we can come against the strong man, that we can bind that strong man. And, Lord,
we bind that
upon
strong
the
man,
that
the
quality and
power over
that
riches.
Lord Jesus, going forth,
we cast them down.
Your word, Lord God, that's on a commission for you, Lord Jesus, that's going forth, Lord God, and Lord Jesus, that's going and taking your word as commanded, Lord. We come against that devil. We break every generational curse. We break the stronghold.
Yes.
We break every soul tie, Lord Jesus. Lord God, by your shedded blood, that we come against him. We come against that strong man. We break every pain, every trap. We break, Lord Jesus, every pit, Lord, every snare that he has laid, Lord God, that thy people, that they will go forth, that they will go forth, Lord God. Lord Jesus, because they have the mind, they have the will to go forth, Lord God, to go forth and to speak your word. And we ask you for your holy and precious name, Lord Jesus, that you, Lord God, by your word, by your word, you said, Lord God, Lord Jesus, we call upon your name. We call upon your name, Lord Jesus.
You
are our deliverer.
Hallelujah.
You are our Savior, Lord God. And
we thank you.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, because
thank
as
you.
We come, before your throne of grace, and become bold because
thank
we can
you,
come bold because of your shedded blood.
Yes.
And we thank you, and we ask that you look upon look upon these nations, Lord.
Thank
look
you.
Upon these underground churches.
Yes.
Look upon your missionaries, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Men and women, Lord God, living
you, Lord.
That's taking forth your word. And Lord God,
thank
the one who impresses us, we ask that you put up a hedge around them, Lord Jesus. And Lord God, in your holy and precious name, we thank you. We thank you for this day, for this opportunity that wasn't even promised to us.
Yes.
But Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day because, Lord God, and we rejoice in it. We rejoice in it. And we thank you, Lord God. The Heavenly Father, in your holy and precious name, Lord Jesus.
We ask you, Lord God.
We ask you, Lord God, that you cause us. Cause us to rise up. Cause us to rise up, Lord God, in your will, Lord, in your holy and precious name, Lord, because you said, come and make our petition known unto you. So, Lord God, today we ask that you, Lord God, that you spare and deliver, Lord, that you cause a greater shaking and a great awakening, because Heavenly Father, right now in your holy and precious name, Lord God, you said, Lord, in your word, Lord Jesus, Lord, you said to the sleeper and awakening, and we ask that you awaken today. That you awaken, Lord God, that you awaken. And Lord God, we ask that you, Lord God, send forth that word unto the fatherless, the orphans, and the widow. Lord God, even the sinners. Lord God, we pray for the sinner, man. But Lord Jesus, we pray for the sinners that have been forgotten, Lord Jesus. Lord, we come before you right now. In your holy and precious name, and make our petition known unto you in your name, Jesus. And we thank you tonight. We thank you. We thank you.
Amen.
Lord, we ask that you
thank
the heart. That you soften hearts, Lord. Soften hearts and cause some people, Lord Jesus, that they will come. They will come to you, Lord God, with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That they will confess unto you, Lord God. That they will confess unto you. And we thank you for them, Lord God. And we thank you tonight, Lord, because we know that we only sinners that saved by grace. So, Lord, we come to stand in the gap. Stand in the gap for the ones that don't know you. the ones that, Lord God, their minds, Lord God, that's been taken away from us. Lord, we ask you because we know that the devil is out to rob, to steal, and to kill all he can. He's out, Lord God, to take the minds, to take the minds entering the minds of men. And we ask God, we ask you, Lord God, that you, Lord Jesus, that you would cause a greater shaking and an awakening unto them. And Lord, tonight, as we come tonight, we invite them. We send out an invitation. We extend the hand of mercy unto them tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we extend it unto them, Lord Jesus. Lord God, that they would be touched and they would rise up, that they would rise up, Lord, and hear what thus said the Lord. Jesus,
amen.
In your name, and we thank you. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Thank you for your mercy tonight, Lord Jesus.
Glory
to your name. Amen. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Sister Helen.
Okay.
There are
weeping
women in Syria. There are weeping women in Syria, in Ecuador, in old Mexico, in Sudan, that needs your prayers. Much women weeping in these nations. They could stand your prayers for them tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank the Lord for the word that went forth on tonight. And you know, and on today and even tonight, you know, I just thank the Lord, you know, for how he had began to start, you know, laying the women on our hearts, on my heart, my sisters, you know, in Christ over the world, those that are suffering and those that is sick, you know, in their body, you know, that we got to reach out to them and we got to be more concerned for them and show them the love of God. And, you know, and begin to speak the word of God into their life, you know, until God become real, that word become real, you know, down on the inside of, you know, us, that we might be able to help them, you know, to be able to stand, you know, and know without a shadow of a doubt that God's word stands and that it is yea and amen, you know, to the believer. And, you know, and how the enemy have come, you know, to bind us and hold us with sickness and disease and infirmities, you know, and all of these different things. And, you know, and only the word of God is going to deliver us, you know, and to set us free. And, you know, and the Lord had put that on my heart tonight, you know, concerning them and to reach out to them, you know, and help them that we could be a help, you know, to one another. And you know what? And I thank God, you know, for that, you know, what he had laid on my heart. And Father God, in thy precious and holy name, Lord Jesus, Lord God, we just come before thy throne of grace tonight, Lord God. And Father God, we just asking you, Lord God, as we come, lifting up the women's, Lord God, in Syria and the other different places, Lord God. Father God, we just come crying out on their behalf, Lord God, that you will touch them, Lord God, in thy precious and holy name. Lord God, that you will send thy precious and holy word unto them, Father God, that they might be healed and delivered and set free, Lord God, by the power of your blood, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask you, Lord God, that you will visit them tonight in a mighty way, Lord God, that you will show forth your hand, Lord God, that they might know that you are the Lord God Almighty. And beside you, Lord Jesus, that there is no other, Lord God, in thy precious and holy name, Lord God. Lord God, that they might know the great sacrifice, Lord God, that you made from and carried cross, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, that you will look on their knees, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will help them, Lord God, that you will be with each and every one of them, Lord God, in that precious and holy name, Lord God. And Father God, we ask you, Lord God, that you will bless, Lord, in that precious and holy name. the Lord God, that you will teach us, Lord, how to reach out to one another, and that we love one another, and be more concerned for one another, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, that you will wash our robes in the blood of the Lamb, that we might be worthy, Lord God, to take forth your word.
Lord God, speak your word today, Lord God, and cause every sickness and disease
to flee the body. Speak your word today, God, and cause the kingdom of the enemy to shake and quake, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we call on the power of your word that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow at the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God, show once again into the eyes of the people who you are. Show them that you are Almighty God and that you are omnipotent. In Jesus' name, Lord, that their joy may be full in you, that they may give you the praise, glory, and honor that you deserve. And Lord God, in Jesus' name, help them, Lord God, to hear your word. For faith only by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so, Father, we pray today that you'll preach your rhema word, Lord God, your exalted, your prophetic word may come unto them, Lord God, that they would hear, and that faith may arise, that it may arise as the man that was crippled from his mother's womb, who heard the preaching of the gospel through Paul. And Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the Bible said that he had faith to be healed. Lord God, we pray today that your word will visit them, Lord God, and that they will hear thy word, and that their faith may arise, that they may be healed in Jesus' name. And Lord, we give you glory and honor and praise. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us stand in the gap in an agreement for the battle going on in the heavens for this nation between the powers of darkness, the strong man over the White House, over Congress, and let us intercede to overthrow the strong man of Babylon, Sodom and Gomorrah, socialist, communism, and secret terrorists of Islamism, as well as false god of liberalism that leads away from God. Let us come against these stronghold and strong man over our government and stand to recover the land of Joseph. This is our inheritance. This is our land. This is Joseph's seed. This is our right to recover our land for the Lord Jesus. So will you lift your agreement as to proclaim liberty for Zion, and deliverance. If you would just proclaim liberty and victory for Zion over its offices, and that these strong men will be broken.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Claim it in your name. Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we release the sword.
Yes, Lord.
Release your sword of your word. Lord, we receive your hammer in your hand. Release the sword, the bow and the arrow and the spear against the enemy. The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. We release the weapons as redeemed citizens of the kingdom. We release the weapons against the power of darkness over our White House, over the office in the White House, in the Congress and Senate. We come against the strong man over our education system that's perverting our education, true education, that's trying to destroy our children. We proclaim deliverance for our children, that the enemy would swallow up. We rebuke the adversary over our education system in America and in the secondary and the primary schools. We bind the strong man. We bind that spirit that would take over education and pervert. We bind that evil one. We release the sword, the arrow of the Lord, the sword against the wicked one, principalities and powers that's ruling over our government, change our laws to from the right standard. We bind the strong man over the White House, the witches and the warlocks, the demons. We take authority and bind them. Jesus has given us authority to bind. He would bind what we bind on the earth. He would bind in heaven. We bind them. And he would scatter them whom we scattered in Jesus' name. Therefore, take your hands off the seat of our government, or our federal government, our state government. You lying, deceiving spirit. We take authority over you, Babylonian devil. We come against you, Sodomite spirit. We come against you, Grecian God. We come against you, communist, terrorist, your socialist God, you Marxist demon. We scatter you.
Yes,
take your
Lord.
Hands off of this land.
Yes, Lord.
We reclaim this land for Jesus Christ and the gospel. We sprinkle the blood over America.
Yes, Lord.
And over our land and our inheritance in Christ through the seed of Joseph.
Yes.
We claim this land and reclaim
yes.
it.
We reclaim it.
We reclaim it in the name of Jesus.
Thank
you.
Today, we sprinkle the blood. Oh, our land, our inheritance. This is our land in Joseph. This is Joseph's land. This is Joseph's seed land. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You filthy dog, you lying dog, you evil one. That's over, that's seeking to destroy the children from the womb. We rebuke that demon. That's trying to destroy the children from the womb. We take authority over you.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
We release the sword of the Lord. And lose the mercy of God upon these women to open their eyes. In the name of Jesus, the love of God will come over them. And they will bless the child in their wounds. In the name of Jesus, for the glory of God, for the glory of God, for the glory of God. For the glory, we claim these children that are unborn.
Amen.
We reclaim them in the womb.
Yes.
For the kingdom of God, for the glory of Jesus. Satan, you'll not have all of these children. We rebuke you. You lying abortion spirit. The Lord bind and rebuke you. Heal those that have already killed their babies, Lord. Heal and deliver those women. And deliver them. Heal their mind from those that made a mistake, Lord, of judgment on, and redeem them. And blot out their iniquity. And use them for your glory. In Jesus' name. And let love have its perfect work. Let love of God have its perfect work. Take all bitterness, anger, all malice, all unforgiveness.
All
anger.
Yeah,
oh, Lord, remove it from our hearts and purify us and sanctify us from all the tares of our hearts. Cleanse us of the inward part. And let perfect love have its perfect work. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. And amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Thank God for another broadcast. Don't forget, tomorrow night, another Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaiden. Look for this time at 7 o'clock p.m. advertised. Therefore, as for Brother Lee, this is Brother Nate, Sister Anderson, Sister King. We love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless. Amen.
God bless.